Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, December 17th, 2025. Secretary of State Shenna Bello's office issued an update Tuesday on their pushback against the U.S. Department of Justice's push for Maine voters' personal data. The DOJ sued the state of Maine and Secretary of State Bellows in September after their demands for access to Maine's statewide voter files was denied. That file includes voters' personal data such as driver's license numbers and the last four digits of Social Security numbers. A motion to dismiss the United States of America versus Shenna Bellows was filed in U.S. District Court in Portland on Friday. A statement released by the Secretary of State's office yesterday reads in part, quote, "The first Trump administration requested voting data from states, and not a single one complied regardless of the political leanings of the state. Now the DOJ is attempting to go even further, instituting bully tactics, threats, and lawsuits, all in an aim to wrest control of election administration and oversight away from the states, as the U.S. Constitution dictates. Maine's elections are free, safe, and secure, and we will continue to fight the gross federal overreach so that they remain so," end quote. In related news, the League of Women Voters of Maine has successfully petitioned the U.S. District Court to become interveners in the case, making them a defendant in the United States versus Bellows. They issued a public statement yesterday as well. Quoting Jill Ward, president of the League of Women Voters of Maine, "The League of Women Voters of Maine is proud to represent our members and Maine voters in this case of overreach by the federal government. The League is committed to safeguarding the private data of our fellow Mainers, and we will continue defending Maine voters against intrusions that run counter to the highest democratic principles and values," end quote. The statement continues, quote, "By intervening in the case, the League seeks to protect the privacy of Maine voters and defend the long-standing state and federal safeguards governing voter data. It is represented by Campaign Legal Center, the Brennan Center for Justice, and Johnson & Webber LLP, a leading civil rights firm in Maine that specializes in cases standing up against abuses of power by the government. The League applauds the court's decision to allow League of Women Voters of Maine to intervene on behalf of League members and Maine voters," said Karen E. Short, Director of Legal and Research for the League of Women Voters. She continued, quote, "Every voter deserves the guarantee that their sensitive information is protected from nefarious actors, and the League is proud to fight for the right to privacy for voters in Maine and beyond," end quote. And then skipping ahead to the conclusion of the statement from the League, quote, "United States versus Bellows is one of 18 lawsuits the Justice Department has filed since September against states demanding their complete voter files. Former attorney in the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department and Brennan Center Senior Counsel Eileen O'Connor says, quote, "This state-by-state campaign by the Justice Department to collect voters' personal information is part of the Trump administration's broader effort to undermine American elections. Amassing data like driver's license numbers and partial Social Security numbers from every registered voter in the country creates serious risks. It could be turned into a national database and exploited to fabricate false claims of voter fraud or to improperly remove eligible voters from the rolls. States have long protected voter privacy, and the Justice Department's demands represent a dangerous federal overreach that threatens election security and public trust," end quote. You can read their full statement and get more information and sign up for their weekly newsletters from the League of Women Voters of Maine by going to lwvme.org. And just quickly, a couple of events coming up this week. The Opera House Arts series of festive events at the Stonington Opera House continues with Trivia Night, the holiday edition, on Thursday, tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Quote, "Gather a team for a night of laughter and festive competition," is the description. And then on Friday, a Very Merry Holiday Concert live for $5. The concert will feature performances by Paul Sullivan and Friends, the Island Bells, and Fred Rose and John McVeigh. And that is happening at the Opera House in Stonington. You can get more information at operahousearts.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.